T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, it is time. Oh, I love that song. It is time for our VIP Voices in Pittsburgh. And with us, the track announcer for Lernerville, Eric Westendorf, is with us this morning. How are you doing this morning, Eric?
I'm doing great, Stoney. How are you?
Well, good. We're good. Getting back on the track, with or without fans. How's that working at Lernerville this year?
We're starting out this Friday night with a test and tune practice session without fans. And to be honest, it's an event that isn't usually very well attended by the fans. We do open the gates typically for this event for free for the fans because it is a practice. But our thought process all along with this has been to act in compliance, not defiance. So yeah. We are still considered professional sports, which means we can practice under green. But there is that language in the green phase of reopening of no spectators at a venue. So keeping the politics out of it, we are trying to act in compliance. And it's really hard to keep politics out of it right now, isn't it? But doing the best we can to kind of dip our toes in the water instead of jump in the deep end. So we're going to do this for our drivers and crew and keep the fans at home. We are going to live stream the practice on our Facebook page, on Facebook at Lernerville Speedway. And, that's the best we can offer for the fans right now. Our primary goal is to keep everybody safe, our employees, our drivers, and our crew. And as soon as it's safe to let the fans in, and it may be limited for a while, it may not be our full grandstands, but we're going to do the best we can to get back to racing in a safe way for everybody involved.
Well, you're right in what you say. Eric Westendorf is with us, a track announcer at Lernerville, with the practice coming up on Friday. There's a lot of small print in that stuff, too, to not get political, but I imagine you got to step carefully. It's like, can we do this? Can we have that open? Can we move this way? Can we move that way? It gets a little complicated. How are the drivers? Because I know NASCAR, a lot of the drivers are saying, this is great. We kind of come in, we do what we do, and we go. Is it affecting, have you gotten feedback from the drivers?
So some of the other tracks in the area, there's a track called Roaring Knob down in Fayette County. A few of us from the track were up at Tri-City in Venango County. There are some tracks in the state that are opening, and they're opening with full fans and, full pit areas. There's no restrictions. Yeah. There's no social distancing. But, again, we want to be compliant. We want to keep our drivers safe, our family and crew safe. Most of the people that work at the track are either immediate family of the Thompsons that own it, or we've become, we've always been kind of like a small family of local racing community. But the feedback from the drivers is they want to go, and they'll go in whatever capacity we can offer, with fans, without fans, practice racing. These people, remortgage their homes, they run up with credit, they work 60 hours a week and still race. So they just want to get it back out on the track. So we're providing that in a practice this Friday. And hopefully, as soon as next Friday, maybe we can get to some kind of racing.
Will you have a season this year? I mean, it's kind of hard to say exactly, but it looks like that's what you're heading toward, is having an actual season this year at Lernerville, as you always had.
Yeah, that is our intent. We have some of our big events coming up. I know in the past few years, Cowboy, who, I miss listening to him, and I don't know if you guys are glad not to have to put up with him or if you guys.
I'm just going to smile and say,
But, and I know he's talked about the last couple of years, the Firecracker, the Silver Cup. Those are our two big events. The Firecracker is in 2 weeks. Right now it's still on a schedule. We haven't rescheduled it. We haven't postponed it. So, again, we'll try to evolve with the guidelines and, hopefully be able to get the Firecracker and Silver Cup in as scheduled. And, run our regular Friday program as soon as we can. And hopefully that's as soon as next Friday.
Well, you got. I get it. You got to take it a step at a time, and we'll be able to hear you on the
live stream,
live broadcast. Yeah, the live stream.
That's the plan. Yeah. This is a new venture for us. It's something we're trying for the first time this Friday, and it kind of works out that it's a practice, so that we can work through some of the bugs. But it's something I've been working on for a while, and looking forward to. Offering that to the fans, and unfortunately they can't be with us, but they can watch on Facebook, and hopefully for now that'll be good enough.
And we can end it by saying it's coming.
And we've come this far. We've been patient a couple months. Be patient a couple more weeks, and hopefully we can get back to doing what we're doing. And I always call it dirt therapy. It got me through some hard times in my life. And I know for a lot of fans, they look to that Friday night release, and hopefully we can provide that very soon.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. A little dirt therapy for your morning. Eric Westendorf, track announcer at Lernerville. It all starts this Friday, and you can stream it live and check it out and check Eric out as well. Hey, thank you for your time. Thanks for being a VIP, a voice in Pittsburgh. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Thanks. You too. We appreciate what you do for us.
Thank you. Eric Westendorf, we are powered by Bowser, where they are open for business with Y108.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.